To make this matters worse, yesterday the Liberal government announced that they were going to be introducing changes to the Residential Tenancy Act. A lot of these changes are going to be affecting the lives and living standards of poor people and working people in this province all across the board. Of course, the people who are going to be impacted the most severely by these changes are people of color, immigrants, women, people who always end up working in the lowest paid jobs, have the worst housing conditions, live in the lowest standards of living of anyone in the province. Basically, what they've done is, amongst many, many things, they have heightened the landlord's ability to raise rents in the middle of a tenancy. They've raised the landlord's ability to perform evictions in the middle of someone's tenancy and raise the landlord's ability to raise rents in the middle of someone's tenancy. They can do evictions based on the individual behaviors of a tenant. It used to be under the standards of that someone's behaviors had to be influencing in a negative fashion the lives and security of the other people in the building, or that they were damaging the property, or that they were not paying their rent. Now, because if people's isolated behaviors are considered to be illegal, the landlord can evict those tenants. These things are going to affect very deeply the quality of living for people in this province. It's going to deeply affect the standard of living in housing projects in this province, and it's going to raise the necessity of social housing in this province. And at the same time as this, the government has ceased to fund social housing. There is no social housing being built, and the social housing are going to deplete while the market rents raise. In 2000, it was estimated that 25% of the population of Vancouver was in core need. And what core need means is that you pay more than 30% of your income to rent. And that was in 2000, before a lot of people's standards of living began to fall under the Liberal government. And now, with welfare cuts, with the changes to labor regulations, with an introduction to the $6 wage, all of which things target people from poor communities, they've also instituted the changes to the Residential Tenancy Act and the elimination of social housing. These things are inevitably going to push rents up, and these things are inevitably going to push people out onto the street, and we'll see a rise in the amounts of working poor and a rise in the amounts of working homeless people in the city and throughout this province. These cuts and all these things are attacks upon poor people, and we need to realize that social housing is a reality of necessity for people in this province. It's not located in the downtown east side. It's not restricted to the downtown east side. It's something that affects all poor and working people all across this province, and the fight should include poor and working people from all across this province. The fight for social housing is a fight for workers' rights. It's a fight for welfare rights, and it's a fight against this government. It is a fight for survival, and the government is opposed to the survival of poor people. This government has never given any policies or given any solutions towards the problems that are plaguing the lives of poor people. They have done nothing but increase those problems. And so the fight for basic survival, but fight for basic housing, means a fight against this government.